This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, it turns out that Matt Taibbi was visited by the IRS, and when John Kirby was asked about it, he said, hey, you'll have to ask the IRS, because, you know, I don't really care. We at the White House don't care, and you journalists don't care either, so stop pretending. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. A number of LGBTQ++IA. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, here's, you just make sure you don't miss a letter of the alphabet. Groups are now demanding that the manifesto of the transgender shooter at the Christian school in Nashville not be released. The manifesto to not be released. Got it? Why? Why not is the question. Why not? Well, because they're worried that it's going to show a motivation motivated out of something to do with her trans ideology, and that this will, in fact, be something that was ideologically, politically driven. And they're terrified of this. They're terrified of this. So they're now really hoping that this does not happen. And this is coming after a lot of other wacky, wacky things are being said by a lot of other people out there, including the fact that they're trying to turn around and go, hey, you know what? This is the thing where you got to, if you're LGBTQ or trans, you better be armed. Armed. And they're pushing this out there. Now, these LGBTQ groups who are saying that the this manifesto should not be released, like Newsweek, for example, LGBTQ plus groups told Newsweek that publishing the manifesto from the perpetrator of Monday's school shooting could have serious consequences. Nashville police said it wouldn't make the manifesto public during an open investigation. So the story from Newsweek actually is Audrey Hale manifesto and the release raises major concerns from LGBTQ plus groups. Calls for police to release the manifesto that authorities say was written ahead of Monday's Nashville school shooting has prompted concern among LGBTQ plus groups who caution against the publication of such a document. So they're not interested in getting to the truth here or transparency or really understanding the motivation of this shooter. They're not interested in any of those things. What they are interested in, so you understand, is covering up whatever motivation, whatever motive was here, if it has to do with her trans identity. Got it? While many details remain to be unveiled about the massacre at the Covenant School this week, police have identified the 28-year-old shooter Audrey Hale on Monday, armed with two assault-style weapons, a rifle and a pistol, as well as a handgun. And they fit in, of course, and they talk about the people she killed. They confirmed that the shooter identified as transgender, confirmed that officials were in possession of a manifesto, a map detailing how the incident would take place, and writings that pertain to this date, the actual incident. Some conservatives, like Tennessee Republican Representative Tim Burkert, have called for the release of the document, arguing that doing so would give the public critical information about the perpetrator's state of mind. I can't remember a time when this would ever have been controversial before. I mean, when the Unabomber's manifesto, nobody even thought twice about releasing it. I've never heard this being controversial, where we would want evidence of a crime to be released to the public so we could understand the motive of the shooter. But obviously, we're in a woke world now, and in a woke world, we have to cover these things up, which is why we have not seen the manifesto yet, and why the police chief yesterday danced around it when he said, well, it has maps in it. The first day that he announced there was a manifesto, he said there was a manifesto and there were also maps. Suddenly, they blended the two into one. And that's not an accident. That's by design. The design being, let's cover this up. Quote, we need to know what was going through this person's head, and the manifesto should be made public. Burkett told Fox News Digital in a Monday statement, but groups advocating for LGBTQ plus rights disagree. It should not be published, said Jordan Budd, the executive director of Children of Lesbian and Gays Everywhere. The focus should be on how this was able to happen in the first place. There should not be such easy access to deadly weaponry. Did I not tell you this yesterday? Did I not tell you that you're not allowed to ask questions about the motive of the shooter? That everything had to be about the guns and only about the guns and that's it? And nothing about the state of mind of the shooter? Nothing? I told you this. Charles Moran, the national president of Log Cabin Republicans, a Republican organization that advocates for equal rights for LGBTQ plus Americans, also told Newsweek that there are serious consequences for the public release of the manifesto. Quote, while it would certainly give insight into the motivations of this deeply troubled individual that could help shed light into root causes, we know from tragedies like this that additional glorification of the shooter could inspire others to take similar violent acts for attention. Oh, that's your concern? Copycats? And you think that the manifesto and not the act itself might spur copycats? Yeah, I'm calling BS on that one, big guy. Calling BS on that. Laura McGinnis, a spokesperson for PFLAG, agreed, telling Newsweek that publication of these documents could increase the risk of contagion. She said that while the manifesto could help law enforcement and policymakers identify potential warning signs to prevent future tragedies, ultimately, the contents don't change the outcome of the tragedy. Regardless of the shooter's intentions, the real issue here is the ease of access to deadly weapons in Tennessee and elsewhere. See what I mean? Regardless of the shooter's intentions, the guns are the problem, not the state of mind of the shooter. It's the gun. It's what they've always wanted to say, except, of course, if it's a white male who walks in and does the shooting, in which case then it's entirely 100% about their state of mind and hatred and racism and white supremacy and blah, 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 blah. And listen, those things are valid if that's, in fact, what motivated the shooter. But I've never heard in those instances calls for people to not release what the motive was and to just focus on the guns. In those cases, they do both. They focused on the guns and the motivation, the hatred that led this person to take their act. But in this case now, you're not allowed to question the motivation of the shooter. Regardless of the shooter's intentions, the real issue here is the ease of access to deadly weapons in Tennessee and elsewhere. All children, no matter who their parents are or how they identify, should feel safe and supported at school. This includes a world free from gun violence. How about a world free from whack jobs who have an ideology, a clear political ideology, and probably a hatred towards Christianity that drove them to commit this act? How about a world free of that? I just had a curiosity. Moran said the Log Cabin Republicans would defer to authorities on whether the manifesto should be shared with the public. So this is what's happening right now. You are not allowed to ask the questions. Do not question this stuff. Don't even ask about it. The only reason they could possibly want it hidden, of course, is because it's going to confirm what I know and what you know and what everybody else knows, which is that the shooter was 100% obsessed with a political and religious thinking that led her to commit this act of terror. No question about it. And just to point out a little bit of Newsweek's hypocrisy for you, in the Newsweek had tweeted out at one point, don't blame Trump. Manifesto tied to El Paso shooting rants about Democrats and Hispanics invading the country. See, don't blame Trump was what the guy said in the manifesto. So with that, when this shooting happened in El Paso, they wanted that out there, obviously. they wanted this out there. With this one, Newsweek's writing a story supporting why people should not want this out there and encouraging that the manifesto not be released. I always thought that these things were essential for us to figure out what's going on here, and that the public had a right to know. The crime's so egregious and chilling to society that we all had a right to know. As Philip Otto on Twitter put it, yes, more information is always harmful. The more in the dark we keep people, the safer we are. Thank you, government, for telling me what to read and think so I don't have to. I think about it, too, from the perspective of how much hatred this individual had towards this Christian school and possibly her parents, who apparently did not accept her, and how much she was going to blame Tennessee Republicans and maybe other people for the shooting, and how many groups out there today are actually in some ways sort of condoning what happened here, sort of condoning what took place. Which I know sounds crazy that anybody would do this, but just a few moments before I got on the air today, the governor of Arizona fired her press secretary for suggesting gun violence against transphobes. Oh, yes. Yes, just a few moments before I came up behind this microphone, the Arizona Democrat governor, Katie Hobbs, fired her press secretary, although the press secretary technically resigned, just after appearing to suggest that gun violence against transphobes is okay. Hours after the woman who identified as transgender gunned down six people at a Tennessee school. Jocelyn Berry tweeted, and the tweet's now been taken down, but she did. There are screenshots of it, of course, so you know you can see what it says. And it says something like, "Us when we see transphobes," she put out there, literally just hours after the school shooting, which included a GIF of actress Gina Rowlands in a scene from the 1980 movie Gloria, where she is pointing two revolver handguns. "The governor does not condone violence in any form. This administration holds mutual respect at the forefront of how we engage with one another. The post by the press secretary is not reflective of the values of the administration. The governor has received and accepted the resignation of the press secretary," and the Arizona Republicans immediately accused Berry of inciting violence and calling on the governor to fire her. But it's not just her. It's not just her. I mean, there's other people doing this. And of course, they're going to have that trans day of vengeance. Why you would need a day of vengeance? Another group, a trans group, issued a very controversial statement after the trans killer targeted a Christian school. A far left transgender organization faced backlash on Tuesday after releasing a highly controversial statement over Monday's tragic shooting in Nashville, in which a transgender person killed six people. The Trans Resistance Network said that they expressed their deepest sympathies and heartfelt prayers to the families of those impacted by the shooting. The group then claimed that the killer felt they, quote, had no other effective way to be seen than to lash out by taking the life of others and by consequence, themselves. Later in the statement, the group said hate has consequences. The group admitted that they did not know the individual or have access to their inner thoughts and feelings, but claimed that being transgender is hard because of anti-trans legislation and public call-outs by right-wing personalities and political figures. The group demanded that news organizations, quote, respect the self-identified pronouns of transgender individuals who come across your desk. Now, after facing lots of backlash on Twitter, as you can imagine, the group locked its Twitter account so that people could not access its statement. This comes, of course, as the police chief said that the person, Audrey Hale, was being treated for a emotional disorder. And there's more. I mean, there's more. There's all these other people on TikTok, all these other wacko trans activists on Twitter posing with guns and going out there. And even Newsweek, again, suggesting that the Tennessee Republicans' policies may have laid the groundwork for the shooting. They tweeted out the following. Drag shows and gender-affirming care for minors were banned in Tennessee this month, while assault weapons remain legal. Got it? Tennessee Republicans' ban on drag shows criticized after mass shooting. That's the actual headline. So you see, the ban on drag shows caused this mass shooting. Not a deranged psychopath. The ban on drag shows caused the mass shooting. Oh, and guns, obviously, but not an individual, not a person. Tennessee Republicans were criticized after a mass shooting at a private school in Nashville on Monday that left 3 children and 3 adults dead. This month, along party lines, Tennessee passed a bill banning drag shows, as well as one preventing transgender minors from getting gender-affirming health care. Critics of state Republicans are pointing out that while drag shows were banned, assault weapons remain legal. Senator Jack Johnson, who co-authored the bill prohibiting drag shows, said he wanted the law enacted to protect children. Tennessee Republicans' legislators' priorities have been criticized after at least 3 children and 3 adults were killed. Twitter users assailed state Republican officials in the wake of the bloodshed. This month, the state Senate, along party lines, passed a bill preventing drag shows from being performed in public or near children. The law prohibits the performances in the vicinity of schools, park places, or places of worship beginning July 1st. Incidentally, in New Jersey, you're not allowed to have a concealed carry firearm in those very same places. Schools, public parks, places of worship. Now, the argument that people suing over the Tennessee bill prohibiting drag shows is that it's too broad. You're talking about places of public accommodation, and this is a First Amendment protected right. And they're probably going to win. I'm one of the people who's been saying that about the ban on concealed carry in New Jersey, that it is a overly prohibitive ban on the Second Amendment in places of public accommodation. Incidentally, I can see the point of those who are saying that the ban on drag shows goes too far, because many times public parks have theaters. And within those theaters, you might have a show. And you could ban people from being under the age of 18 from going to them, which is fine. But I don't think anybody who would support or would say that the ban on drag shows is overly broad because it includes public parks would turn around and say that New Jersey's ban on concealed carry is also overly broad because it has public parks in it. Places of worship, for example. And by the way, a drag show in a place of worship, the government has no business telling a place of worship what to do. That's going to be struck down as against the First Amendment. The government also doesn't have the right to tell a house of worship that the people there can't have guns. If the house of worship chooses to say we don't want drag shows and we don't want guns, well, that's up to them. That's up to them. That's their decision. The government doesn't have a right to tell a house of worship you can't allow your congregants to bring in a gun and you can't have a drag show. A place of worship, the government has no right to tell them what to do. As long as nobody's being physically harmed, of course. But I do find that to be a little ironic. But here's one thing I do know. If somebody walks in tomorrow and shoots people because they're mad about the ban on the Second Amendment being overly restricted in places of public accommodation, I would no more blame the Democrats for that than I would blame the gun. I would blame the whack job who picked up a gun and decided out of political motivation to kill people, because he didn't like something that was done in the state house. Yet, when this whack job walks in and shoots people in a school, you suddenly have the media and all these defenders going, see, your overly broad restrictions on drag shows led to this. You see what your hatred did? You did this. Also, I should mention, when the media says gender-affirming care, what they mean is that a ban on minors having gender-affirming care is a ban on mutilation and experimental drug treatment for children. But they write it as gender-affirming care. Now, just like the person who made a bomb threat against the hospital for engaging in, quote-unquote, gender-affirming care, just as I condemn that, because you shouldn't make bomb threats to hospitals, you deal with this the proper way, through the courts, through the state house, through the ballot box. But interestingly enough, they're not saying that, though, about the shooter here in Nashville. It's the opposite. They're saying that the ban on those things led her to do what she did. And this is why you Republicans in Tennessee have blood on your hands, because your hatred and your policies led to this. This is what I mean about the absolute, complete and utter tone-deaf hypocrisy of these people. And it's ghoulish. It really is. It's friggin' ghoulish. It's also why they don't want the manifesto released. Because the manifesto confirms everything that I suspect that you suspect as well. This person was motivated out of hate. Political hate. Hate of Christians. Hate of an ideology. Hate of those lawmakers. Hate of so many things. And it's all going to confirm that. And they're terrified of that. They're terrified of that. Brian Tyler Cohen, a podcaster, tweeted out, in light of three children getting killed in a school shooting in Nashville, remember that Tennessee Republicans have squandered their time in office banning drag shows under the pretense of keeping kids safe. Kyle Griffin tweeting out, Tennessee Republicans in 2023 ban drag shows. Move to significantly expand access to guns in the state via a series of bills, including one which would lower the carry age from 21 to 18. In February, Republican Senator Jack Johnson, who co-authored the bill prohibiting drag shows, said he wanted the law enacted to protect children. He said, the overarching goal of this bill is to protect Tennessee children. I am proud to stand behind this legislation as we work to ensure communities in Tennessee are safe and welcoming places for families to bring their children without having to worry, he said. And while the bill is overly broad, the goals of it are right, and in most of those instances where it's going to be banned, is appropriate. And don't allow children to go to these things. I'm more than fine with that. Absolutely fine with that. But to argue that this is his fault because he passed this law, or it's the fault of the Republicans. So you see what happens now. It's the fault of the lawmakers who passed the laws, which motivated Audrey Hale. And it's the fault of the gun, but it's not her fault. She's a victim here. She's a victim of hate. And if you didn't have your right wing hate, she never would have done this. Got it? So she's a victim. The gun made her do it, and so did all these Republicans with their policies against allowing you to mutilate children. Unbelievable. 855-839-1210 is the number. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So much to talk about today. We're just getting warmed up, as you can imagine. I have a lot more on this for you, plus the latest developments as Taiwan comes to America. What does this mean about the rising tensions with China? Don't go away.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. It is Wednesday afternoon, hump day. Happy hump day. I think I might have said Tuesday before, but it's definitely Wednesday. And almost the end of March, which is crazy that we're almost to April. It's hard to believe, but we are. There's a lot of other things, too. And you know what? I mean, as I look at everything, one thing that definitely stands out about a lot of this is a piece that was written by David Harsanyi in The Federalist. And this has to do with contrasting the incredible heroism of the Nashville Police Department. And if you missed it yesterday, I did an interview with the president of the FOP of the Nashville Metro Police Department. Great interview. Talked all about his cops, the cops, and the just incredible bravery. It's podcast for you, of course. If you missed it, then yeah, absolutely make sure you go back and listen to it. I really do. But there's a definite contrast between the heroism of the Nashville police and the cowardice of the Uvalde cops. And I'm going to get into that with just a moment. I mentioned to you that in New Jersey, this law against concealed carry, which is going through the courts now, has a ban on having a gun in a house of worship. Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia just signed a bill into law a few moments ago that will ban unequal restrictions on Virginia places of worship during state emergencies. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed legislation on Sunday that prohibits government officials from imposing discriminatory restrictions on places of worship during state emergencies. No rule, regulation, or order issued by the governor or other governmental entity pursuant to this chapter shall impose restrictions on the operation of a place of worship that are more restrictive than the restrictions imposed on any other business, organization, or activity. Now, this has to do with something that has to do with banning gatherings in houses of worship during COVID, which is really what this came out of. In light of what happened at this Covenant School, don't you think that every restriction, wherever they might exist, on allowing guns in a place of worship should immediately go away? I mean, this is beyond crazy to me to think that in a day and age of crazy people, whether it's a Jewish temple or it's a Catholic church or it's a Presbyterian preschool, why you would want to put a restriction on people having guns in houses of worship. And yet that's exactly what we have in New Jersey right now. Same thing with parks. Same thing with playgrounds. Same thing that there's anywhere people congregate. Why you would want to put those restrictions in place is beyond me. And it comes from the left's deep hatred of the Second Amendment. Forget everything you hear about Joe Biden going, I'm a Second Amendment guy, blah, blah, blah. No, none of them are. They don't believe in it. They don't like it. They hate guns. They only want the government to have it. And that's all it is. That's it. That's all they want. They only want the government to have guns. But in light of the fact that you've got whack jobs like this, who clearly have political ideology and no problem killing children, why would you want to restrict guns in schools, places of worship, parks, playgrounds, or anywhere else, which is exactly what King Philip the Unaccountable, the governor of New Jersey, signed into law? Now, luckily, that's going through the courts, and I think it's going to get struck down. I hope so, because remember what happened here. The United States Supreme Court shot down New York's overly restrictive law on concealed carry. New Jersey had the same thing, where in order for you to have a concealed carry permit, you had to show justifiable need. So you basically had to get shot to death, and then you could prove to the state that you had a good reason to have a gun to protect yourself. And by then, of course, it was too late. It was incredibly difficult. After the Supreme Court ruled in that rifle and pistol club case out of New York State, well, then all the states panicked and said, oh my gosh, now people in our state are going to be able to get concealed carry guns. What do we do? Well, let's pass bills that basically make it incredibly restrictive and spit in the face of the United States Supreme Court. So that's what Jersey did. But I think about what happened at this Christian school in Nashville, which is attached to a church. And all I keep thinking is, you'd have to be an idiot in this day and age to think that in places that people gather out of an ideology, or where children gather, and there are people that want to really do harm to kids, you would want to have a firearm ban there. Because I got news for you, a whack job, an evil whack job who wants to hurt children or wants to kill people out of a religious or political ideology is not going to follow the law that doesn't allow them to have a gun in a house of worship, a playground, a park, or a school. Because they're also not following the law on killing people. So they're not going to follow that prohibition. But the law-abiding citizens will. And then when somebody shows up and does something evil, you have to wait for the cops to show up. Now, as I mentioned to you, the incredible bravery, the heroism of the Nashville PD, outstanding. But it still took about, I think, 8 minutes from when the original call came for the cops to come in, and then 3 minutes from when they breached the building until they put the shooter down. In that period of time, six people lost their lives. Uvalde, where the cops waited in the hallway for hours, and then the shooter was able to just one by one methodically execute people because the cops did not breach. I don't know how you can look at these two instances and think it's a good idea to only allow cops to have guns. I really don't. I don't know how you could think it's a good idea in an age of where you have people who may actually be fueled by whatever craziness is on the internet, be fueled by whatever craziness is in their brain, and then the combination between both and the corner, the intersection of evil and crazy, and they could be famous and they could be internet famous and they could do all these other things. Why you wouldn't want somebody there who has a gun to be able to put them down? I mean, what stopped us in Nashville were lots of very good, brave guys with guns who breached the school and put down the shooter. And yet, as we sit here right now, there are laws against having guns in houses of worship and schools and parks and playgrounds all across this country. All across this country. And I don't know how anybody thinks it's a good idea. If it's me, I want to make sure somebody there is able to put down this person. And if the cops are across town or the cops have to wait a few minutes to get there and every single second counts, well, then we have to figure out a way to do that. And the way to do that is to make sure that you allow people who know how to use a firearm and are good people to be able to come to these places with their guns. But at this point, if they do so, then they're criminals. By the way, NBC pins the shooting on selfish monsters loving guns and wanting to see it happen. Just prior to and after Monday's late press conference from Nashville law enforcement on the deadly school shooting at Covenant School, MSNBC's Deadline White House with that fraud Nicole Wallace was running on all cylinders and fueled by a disturbing idea that incitement against their audience would be great against conservatives. Among the charges leveled on a show that could be dubbed Rich White Liberal Wine Mom Story Hour, panelists blame conservatives and Republicans for the shooting, claiming without evidence that the gun culture has shown they want to see shootings happen, and how they're a bunch of David Koresh-supporting monsters filled with selfishness. Oh, yeah. That's what the Deadline White House segment was all about from March 27, 2023 in the 5 p.m. hour. I'll play you a little bit of that as the show goes on. We have it as on the audio sheet. Actually, you know what? We'll do it right now. We have it as cut number 6 right here. Thank you, Matt DeSantis, for reminding me which number it was. You can hear it for yourself. Take a listen.
It's not just that we don't do anything. There are at least three Republican members of Congress who celebrate these weapons Mary's talking about, who wear AR-15 style pins on their lapels. We have something more than inaction. It's not a gridlock problem. It's an enthusiasm for the gun culture on the right.
You're right. It's worse than doing nothing. It's worse than being neutral on the issue. They actually fight to see these things happen. That's the bottom line.
There's a culture out there, and obviously we know the story of what happened at Waco. How did Waco start? Waco started because David Koresh was building machine guns out of AR-15s, taking semi-automatic weapons, making them machine guns, and it was when the ATF saw evidence of that and the fact that David Koresh was raping young girls that they decided to try to make a move on Waco, and that's what started the whole 51-day siege. You know, that's, and those people are heroes now on the right.
Eric Swalwell said it best. Republicans choose the killers over the kids. They choose guns over the kids.
And I got three things that come to mind, Nicole. Greed, unbridled greed that overruns any notion of the public good, gun manufacturers. I'm thinking about selfishness. Don't take away my guns, even though these families are losing their babies, even though people are being shot with bump stocks and weapons of war, I still have the right to my gun. To be damned, you're dead. Selfishness, selfishness. The second. The third, indifference. Well, it's not my baby. I'm safe where I am. And so when you combine greed, selfishness, and indifference, democracy cannot survive.
So it's not the fact that you had a lunatic with a serious political, ideological, religious animus here, clearly motivated out of some sort of hatred based on her transgender ideology, which I think is what we're going to find in this manifesto, which is why all these other groups are so terrified of it coming out. No, it's not that. You can't question that. It's only the guns. Guns are bad. It's just that, period. That's what we have, and that's what you have to understand here. Oh, and also it's the fault of all those legislators who passed all these policies. Got it? And don't you love the way John Heilman, that fraud, defends what the government did in Waco? Nobody defends what the government did in Waco. Nobody. Except John Heilman. He's the one. I knew somebody eventually on the left would come out and defend the government and what they did in Waco. It's just a matter of time, right? 855-839-1210 is the number. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Listen, you want to... Summer's coming. I mean, springtime now. I loved it, too, because I started dusting off the old polos and T-shirts. I had a question for you. Do you want to be the guy at the pool with a shirt on this summer? Afraid to show off your body at the pool, the beach, the kids? You don't want to be that person, right? Well, good news. 40 days from now, you can look your best with NJDiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds. That's right. All it takes, and it's contractually guaranteed. Spring is here. Summer's right around the corner. So it is time to schedule your consultation with NJ Diet so you can look good in those nice, light summer clothes, look good on the beach, look good at the pool, and feel good, too. You know, because when you lose weight, you're healthier, you sweat less, you're just an all-around happier person. NJ Diet works because it's based on your biochemistry, uses your DNA, and you never have to do it alone, too. NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number. So get guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40-plus pounds without any shots. There's no feeling of hunger, no hormones, no surgery, and none of that awful prepackaged foods. Forget what you've tried in the past because this is nothing like that. NJ Diet works, and you can start today with live online video consultations or to one of their centers close by in Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill. Just call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET. Get your body into the permanent fat-burning zone. Keep the weight off. Look your best. Feel your best. It's possible with NJDiet.com. So what are you waiting for? Do it today. 855-5-NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
By the way, I'm going to D.C. doing a little listener trip. This is going to be fun, too. I just got all the details of this. It is going to be a little bus trip down there. I want you to join me for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's organized by Fans of Philly, P-H-A-N-S, Fans of Philly. It's a trip to D.C. This is a great group, too. What they do is they organize these trips, and the trips are to see games outside of Philly. So we're going to see the Phillies take on the Nationals in D.C. It's a really cool stadium, too. It was just recently built. I stayed at a hotel nearby there, and I was really impressed with how beautiful that whole area is. Anyway, we're going to get on the bus early in the morning from South Philly. Go down to D.C. for the day. We're going to get all kinds of great food on the bus. We got Minucci's hoagies, Marinucci's hoagies, soft pretzels, snacks for the bus. We got drinks for the bus, a couple beverages, if you know what I mean. Plus, you can bring your own. And the trip includes round-trip deluxe motor coach, lower-level outfield tickets seated as a group for the game, the food, the drinks, secure parking at the pickup location for the duration of the trip. So we're going to take a bus trip to D.C., watch the Phillies play, a different experience than watching it at Citizens Bank Park, have a great time together. Now, the date of this is Saturday, June 3rd. All right, June 3rd. All you got to do is go to fansofphilly.com, P-H-A-N-S, fansofphilly.com, and sign up for the trip. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a blast. We'll have lots of fun conversation on the bus. We'll have some good laughs, and we'll see a game together, see a ball game together. Be great. Great Father's Day present, too. If your dad, your son, you're both listeners of the show, be a great way to hang out together. Great, great pre-Father's Day adventure. So do that today, fansofphilly.com. And then when you go there, you'll see you can find my name and sign up before it sells out, because these things, you know, the bus only holds so many people. So don't wait. All right. It'll be a lot of fun. Phillies play in D.C. at 4:05 on Saturday, June 3rd. I want you to join me. We'll leave in the morning and I'll tell you exactly where we park. It'll be a super secret location so that nobody can harass us. We'll enjoy the day there together and then we'll come back. It'll be great. A lot of fun. And we might do a couple of sightseeing stops as a group while we're in D.C. as well. That could be fun, too. Might see some good stuff. All right? Fansofphilly.com. Make sure you join me for that. It'll be a lot of fun. There's a lot of news to get to today, as you can imagine. As we get to the middle of the week, it always gets a little busy. Bernie Sanders and the CEO of Starbucks went back and forth. Bernie was yelling at him a lot, so we got a lot of that, too. We'll hear a little bit of Bernie. And Biden, his handling of this entire thing, this entire Christian school shooting, has just been horrific. This was a Christian school in Nashville. And Biden was asked the question, now, do you think Christians were targeted by the Nashville shooter? Of course, Christians were targeted. It was a Christian school. And if this was a Jewish synagogue, you'd say the same thing, that people were targeted there because of their religious faith. Obviously, if this was a Muslim temple and somebody walked in and shot up people, you would say the same thing. But Biden can't muster that, obviously, because the left really has such distaste and just animosity towards Christianity. It really does. It manifests itself in so many different ways. So this is Biden, cut number 5.
Do you believe that Christians were targeted in Nashville,
I have no idea.
Josh Hawley believes they were. What do you say to that?
Well, I probably don't then.
I'm joking.
No, I have no idea.
I probably don't then. I'm just joking. Because Josh Hawley thinks Christians were targeted. Biden says, I probably don't then. I'm just joking. It's like the other night when he came out and before he gave his comments on the shooting, he came out and said, I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. That's why I'm here. He's the worst person to handle these things. I mean, absolutely the worst. Biden has no ability to manage a crisis whatsoever. And he made a lot of ridiculously absurd, multiple false Second Amendment claims in the wake of the Nashville Covenant School tragedy, because it's what Biden does. I mean, it's what the whole left is doing. It's all about the guns. It's not the shooter. It's not her motivation. It's not her ideology. It's not her animosity towards Christians, not her animosity towards Republicans who passed the so-called transgender hatred laws. No, it's just the gun. Got it? It's just the gun. And so this is Biden saying a bunch of things. It's just utter nonsense here. Cut number 4.
These are weapons of war. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I have 2 shotguns. My sons have shotguns. You know, but our states, you know, everybody thinks somehow the Second Amendment is absolute. You're not allowed to go out and own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. You're not allowed to own so many other things. Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools? According to law enforcement, the shooter of this horror had 2 assault weapons and a pistol. And what in God's name are we doing? These guns are the number... This is hard to believe. I never thought when I started my public life that guns would be the number one killer of children in America. Guns. Number one. It's sick.
Now, you can, in fact, buy a machine gun. You can buy a semi-automatic gun, and you can even buy a flamethrower. But that's not the point. I mean, don't get into the minutiae of all this with Biden. Just remember, the guns are the problem. What's sick is the ideology of the shooter, because there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people. I think there's 400 million guns in this country who don't shoot schools up, who don't kill people, who don't do any of these things. Don't hunt people for sport. Don't hunt people out of ideology. Don't go in there in a flash of homicide, suicide, because they're insane and evil. And yet the object is the problem. And particularly now, because you're dealing with somebody who's trans, who wrote a manifesto. I said yesterday on the show, I don't think we're ever going to see this manifesto. I don't think we're ever going to see it. I heard somebody make there's a comment. They said, well, maybe it'll be released today. Today, I don't think so. I don't know if we're ever going to see it. I really don't. We need to. I mean, I'm saying that we need to see it. It's so essential that we see it. But I really don't think we're going to, because I think what's obvious here is that you are dealing with an absolute moment in time where these groups are speaking out and screaming, don't release the manifesto, don't release the manifesto. And this is the Democrats' core constituency. So, of course, you can imagine they don't want to release the manifesto because they're worried about upsetting these groups and they're worried about hearing them scream. And they know what the manifesto is going to confirm, that this person was motivated by hatred, period, towards Christians, towards those Republicans who passed those bills in Tennessee, towards all kinds of different people, motivated out of ideology. No question about it. Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, the issue of banning TikTok. Just how authoritarian is this ban going to be? Well, it should scare you. It should scare everybody, because it really is truly, truly terrifying. A horrible idea across the board. And what are local parents in our area most concerned about? Surprisingly, it is public safety. It is still number one. And in Philadelphia, particularly, it's safety in schools. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.